This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया. करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में. तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा. अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है. इसका आज के फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में एक लाभ मिलेगा, एक बेनिफिट मिलेगा जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी.
द गवर्नमेंट हैज ऑल्सो अप्रूव्ड अ कॉम्पेंसेशन अमाउंटिंग टू 30,000 करोड़ रुपीज टू द 3 पब्लिक सेक्टर ऑयल मार्केटिंग कंपनीज इंक्लूडिंग IOCL, BPCL एंड HPCL. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has given its nod for the budgetary support for multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees. He said the objective of the scheme is to improve the quality, equity and governance in technical education. An estimated 275 government and government-aided technical institutions are expected to be selected and supported under the scheme. The government also approved 4 new components under the existing central sector scheme of special development packages for Assam and Tripura with a total outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Construction of 4-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu has also been approved. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today strongly criticized RJD chief Lalu Prasad and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi this afternoon, Mr. Shah alleged that by opposing the SIR, these opposition leaders are favouring intruders for vote bank politics. He said that the SIR held by the Election Commission of India is a corrective measure for healthy democracy. Earlier, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone and performed Bhumi Pujan for the new Mata Janaki temple at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi in Bihar, which will be completed at a cost of more than 883 crore rupees in a sprawling area of 67 acres. Proceedings of both houses of parliament today were disturbed by the opposition party's protest over the issue of the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar, leading to the adjournment of the house for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the house has reassembled at 3 in the afternoon, opposition party MPs trooped into the well, raising slogans over the SIR issue. The presiding officer urged the protesting members to vacate the well and go back to their seats. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the motion to withdraw the Income Tax Bill 2025, which was approved by the House. Amid the pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes. The presiding officer tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members continued with their sloganeering. Amid the noisy scenes, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Defence Ministry today rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defence purchase with the United States. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. It further clarified that the various cases of procurement are being progressed as per the extant procedures. China has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin from 31st of August to 1st September. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Giao Jiakin said the summit will be a gathering of solidarity and friendship with participation from over 20 countries. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the citizens on the eve of Raksha Bandhan. In her message, the president highlighted that the holy festival of Raksha Bandhan signifies the unique bond of love and trust. And that is the end of this news bulletin.